This week's episode of John's Joke of the Week is brought to you by DraftKings, your quick and simple way to get cash playing fantasy football. And now, the host of John's Joke of the Week, Mr. John Rushing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to John's Joke of the Week. I'm John Rushing. And this week's joke is, how do you make a tissue dance? Find out after this.
Do you know what makes me feel like dancing? Winning cold hard cash. And I do mean winning, not earning. It's way, way easier winning it than earning it. Winning it can just take moments, frankly. Seconds, microseconds. Earning it takes so long. And it's not like you win, you know, when you win money, it's like you win a big amount in a tiny amount of time. And when you earn it, it's like spread out over a steady kind of pace. And that's kind of boring. You know what I mean? There's no excitement in that. But there's no gambling either. Gambling's exciting. It's fun. But it's not easy. You know, especially fantasy sports, gambling on that. It seems pretty laid back and easy. It's all from a computer. You're playing with your friends. There's not a ton of risk. It's all camaraderie. It's all come see, come saw. It's all hey, hey, hey. Jib jab, you know, wink nod, ribbing each other, joshing around. But you have to wait the entire season to collect your winnings, and that's insane. I mean, when you think about the amount of time you put into crunching stats and checking the waiver wire and keeping up on tweets about whose ankle was rolled during the second practice on Saturday, and will he start, won't they start, well, I don't know, I got a lead here, I don't know. That's a chunk of your life. That's got to be hours a day that you're sinking in over weeks. How long? Depends on the sport. I know hockey is 36, maybe? Seems it should be higher than that, because baseball is like 187 games. I don't know a lot about sports. I'm not going to lie to you. I was not a great athlete when I was a kid. I was pretty portly. Not athletic, you could say. But I didn't really have a reason to. Sports are complicated. They're hard. It's like a huge commitment. But I found an easier way. I mean, lots of people tried to get me into their fantasy leagues before. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Like you're trying to guilt people into it. Like you're trying to con them out of their money. Like, oh, this idiot doesn't know anything about football. His name's Chris Gillian. I can get his $50 easy. Well, turns out I'm kind of a statistics nerd. Turns out I like crunching numbers. I don't particularly have any kind of geographical alliance to one place or another, one team, one city, one region, one NHL, one NFL, one AFL, east, west, north, south. I don't care. I'm an American. That's all that matters to me. And as an American, my number one priority is make money as fast as I can. And I'm not going to sink months of my life into winning like $250 when I could be winning every day, daily, weekly. I don't have to sit on the waiver wire. I don't have to bargain with my friends for players who I don't really give a good gosh darn about. How? How have I beat the system? How have I found this perfect loophole to exploit the fantasy football, baseball, hockey, curling, wing tossing, frisbee, froth, golf, every sport you can imagine? How am I going to exploit the system? I'll tell you how. It's easy. It's called DraftKings. DraftKings.com specifically. It's a website where you can play fantasy sports and it resets every week and sometimes every day, depending on the sport. So you don't have to stick with your lousy team. You don't have to whine, complain, nag. Oh, I got gypped. Oh, I was screwed out of my pick because Johnny took my blah blah blah. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pick up that fumble that passed you, dropped, and take into the end zone. And you know what's chalked, painted on that end zone? DraftKings. Because every single week you can pick a new team. Sometimes every day, like I said before. So, ooh, you had a tough week. You didn't pick right. Oh, you know, few people had an injury. Maybe somebody didn't play right. Few more missed receptions than you'd like. Somebody, you know, their spiral was a little bit loose. Or maybe you're playing hockey and, I don't know, a particular team can't manage to hold on to a pass. Like, I don't know, they're in eighth grade and they haven't done enough drills. Tampa Bay Lightning. It doesn't matter. Because you can just reset. You can forget it. You can reset it and forget it. Patent pending. It's like a time machine. You can just forget that you picked a lousy team and use that knowledge, a la Edge of Tomorrow, aka Live, Die, Repeat, a fantastic film. You can use the knowledge from the past to make positive change in the future and profit from it. I'm talking about weekly cash payoffs. You don't have to wait the whole season. Isn't that amazing? I think it is. You don't have to wait an entire fantasy season for your great decisions, for your playmaking, for your genius, for analyzing and crunching statistics to pay off. You don't have to wait that long. It's brilliant. You have to wait, oh, I don't know, 7 days, 24 hours? So little time versus 4 to 5 months? That's crazy. But now there's DraftKings. So honestly, you don't even have to play in your fantasy leagues anymore. And that's okay. I mean, everybody's been in a league where it's been a few years, you've drifted apart, maybe even you moved. You're not even in the same city. But, oh, we've been in the same league for so long. Oh, you know, we get together for the draft party. You hate those guys. Come on, be honest. Years of spiteful competition and harsh insults and stabs at each other's sensibility, confidence, and self-esteem has made you basically enemies. You don't want to talk to them anymore, let alone deal with their cruel and frankly out-of-line insults on the message boards. Wave bye-bye. And you don't have to be a jerk about it, honestly. You can kind of let them down easy. You can say, oh, you know, I'm getting real busy with work. I got a few new projects. Or, oh, well, you know, I kind of got into this thing called DraftKings. Yeah. Yeah, I found this new website. It's pretty cool. It's called DraftKings. I don't have to see you ding-dongs anymore. I don't have to talk to you every week. I am an island. I am a man who is an island, and I stand alone. And I don't need you anymore. I don't need your weak picks. I don't need your flagrant hovering over the waiver wire. I don't need your underhanded tactics to try to just grift players off of morons who, frankly, are phoning it in most of the time. I've got DraftKings. I can get in there. I can show off my expertise, my genius abilities, my picks against people who know what they're doing. And that makes me feel even better. I'm not playing Eric's brother-in-law, who we just needed in the league because we needed a ninth. Where's the victory in that? Frankly, that's punching down. And that's not something that's cool. It's my number one rule. Don't punch down. It makes you look like a fool. I wish there was a rhyming scheme that fit that. Anyway, the important thing is focus your abilities where they count, where you will receive the most reward. It's not hanging out with your friends and getting drunk and not making any money. Granted, that's great. It's probably one of the greatest things ever, and I enjoy it frequently. Probably more than I should. But I'm not making that money, my friend. That is an expense, not a revenue. But you can turn that slacking, drunken gut-busty, rockin' classic Eagles tunes into cold hard cash every week. You can use your downtime to create revenue streams. I'm rubbing my fingers together, specifically my thumb and my middle finger and my, what is that called, a forefinger? First finger? I'm making a cash kind of motion, miming. I'm miming what it's like to rub bills, currency, between my fingers. Because that's what you need. And they make it easy, DraftKings. They make it so easy. You just log on. You use the coupon code RUSHING. Boom. Guess what? You're automatically entered into the $1 million raffle. That's right. All you do is spend $10 on that website. You're automatically enrolled to win the $1 million raffle. I am not joking. What are the odds of that? I'm going to say 1 billion to 1. That's crazy. No, that's bad. I want really good odds. So I'll say, I'm talking about the odds of multiplying your $10. So what's that, 6 digits? I'm not going to bore you with writing down the math on the back of a napkin. I'm just going to tell you, you know what it is. $10 to $1 million? That's crazy. And to get it for free? Come on. Let alone while you're making significant cash on the side. Using your beautiful, beautiful fantasy football skills. How easy can it be? Just go DraftKings.com. Use promo code RUSHING. Get entered into the $1 million raffle once you spend a lowly $10. $10. Bet on. You just pick the lineup of the New York Yankees. I don't care. And you're entered into the raffle. It's that easy, it's that simple, and frankly, it's the most productive use of your time that you can possibly imagine. It's great. You're going to love it. I know I love it. And I can't wait to meet you on the battlefield of DraftKings.com. Coupon code RUSHING. And now for the conclusion of John's Joke of the Week, here's Mr. John Rushing.
Welcome back to John's Joke of the Week. I'm John, and I asked, how do you make a tissue dance? The answer... you put a little boogie in it.
John's Joke of the Week is hosted by John Rushing, produced by Jeff Gill, and announced by me, Chris Killian. If you'd like to show support of this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment and rate us on iTunes, like our page on Facebook, and visit our sponsor. This week's episode was brought to you by DraftKings.com. Enter coupon code RUSHING and be automatically entered into a raffle for the $1 million top prize as long as you just wager $10 at DraftKings.com. $1 million. That is so much money. I don't know what I would do with it. You know, everybody thinks about winning the lottery. Everybody fantasizes about winning the lottery. I'm not 100% sure what I would do with it. I'm not even sure that I want that. I want $1 million. Don't get me wrong. Like, I want to be a millionaire. Just like that song. Oh, that terrible song. Oh, garbage. What a garbage song. I can't stand the idea that any... And you know what? Forget it. I don't want to be a millionaire. And I'm looking at you. God, just blanked on their name. Something something heroes? I'll say. Whatever. They're obscure. Who cares? Sandlot heroes? Scuba tank heroes? I'll never figure it out. I don't want to be a millionaire band that I don't like. And I'll tell you why. It's terrifying. if you are like me, a humble announcer, making so little money that you can't even speak to it, I don't want $1 million. Because unless everyone else in my family and friends group is richer than me, that's not good news. They come at me. They want my money. And you know what? They're not going to come at me with like, hey, can I get a check? They're going to be like, hey, big fan. Big fan of the podcast. You're doing so good. Oh, I love the rich timbre of your voice. They don't really love the rich timbre of my voice. Do you want to know why? It's not rich or timbre-y. It's a little bit nasally. And frankly, it's a little bit harsh and grating. Don't think I don't know. Because I do. I don't want someone coming at me with false compliments. That kind of nonsense. I'm not okay with that. Let alone then to ask me for money. No. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Well, I don't think I'll ever be a millionaire. First of all, I mean the odds are stacked against me. My parents weren't particularly rich. You know, they're hard. I gotta stop raspberry. I'm not that beleaguered or concerned or confused. My parents weren't that rich. They're solidly middle class, you know. They didn't strike it rich in any kind of dot-com bubble or Wolf of Wall Street style investment scheme. They're doing okay, though. I haven't done anything particularly impressive that would earn me $1 million. But the point is, I don't want $1 million. I don't. Because then people come after you. It's like you're the Frankenstein. And people are chasing at you with pitchforks, and they want to stab your big money sacks with the dollar signs written on them. Shish kebab style. And they want those hundo stacks on their pitchforks. No, I say. I don't carry my money with me down the street, Mr. Monopoly style. Monopoly guy? It's all the same gentleman. With a monocle, you know, and the cane. Lives on Baltic Avenue. Anyway, I don't want to be that guy. I just want to live my life succinctly, subtly, simply, and not have a, I would rather, first of all, I'm not going to go, if my friend became a billionaire, or a millionaire, or a killionaire, but tish, I wouldn't go beg for money from them. I like to make it on my own. I work hard. Look at what I'm doing right now. I am just busting it hard. I am killing it. I am making great points. Do I deserve $1 million for that? Probably not. Almost certainly not. But who does? Athletes, CEOs, prime ministers. No, not prime ministers. They don't make enough. Dictators. Who are the other ones? Celebrities, musicians, actors. I don't think directors make millions of dollars. Producers, certainly. They all are contributing. And you know what? They don't create jobs. I'm so tired of that. No millionaire creates jobs. I'm sorry to break it to you. It just does not happen. All right? Millionaires don't create jobs. It's okay. It's okay. That's not their job. Their job is to be super rich. That's their whole job. Where am I going with this? I'll tell you where I'm going with this. Millionaires aren't the enemy, and you shouldn't want to be a millionaire. You should be exactly as wealthy as you deserve. And the free market will decide that. I'm serious. They will. And you know how they'll decide that? Well, I'll tell you. A simple little tale that happened to me recently. I'm sure you're all familiar with those places where they're like, come and drink some white wine or drink some craft beer and we'll do a painting. We'll all sit in a room with 5 brushes and 6 colors of acrylic paint and, you know, some little canvas on a tiny little easel in front of you. And, oh, look, it's a painting of a rainbow or a beautiful cabin in Shropshire, or, oh, in this case, it's a beautiful antique bicycle with a wooden basket on the back, and then there's two beer growlers in there. That's what I did recently. And I went there, and first of all, the alcohol was not free. This is a craft brewery, which is crazy, first of all. It's a two-hour class. Two beers? Is that insane? It's $25 a ticket. Come on. You're telling me a canvas, a little bit of paint, about $25? I don't think so. So, the point is, there's this painting, and they're ostensibly teaching you how to paint. But everyone's doing it wrong. Everyone's doing it so wrong. And I'm doing it wrong, and that's fine. But everyone's doing it wrong in their own way. Some people, the straight lines don't add up. Some people aren't mixing colors correctly. Some people aren't blending. Some people, everything looks flat and it's not three-dimensional. If someone walked in there and they painted it flawlessly, they deserve the $1 million. Do you want to know why? They did it perfectly. They didn't step on anybody. They didn't screw over anybody. This is getting pretty serious, and I don't like that. We're trying to have fun here. This is a fun little ditty. So I'm just going to say one thing. And one thing only, frankly. For your chance to win one of their weekly $1 million raffles, simply type in promo code RUSHING over at DraftKings.com.